sorry that it's so cold in here, for some of you anyway. Realize it's cold. There's nothing much can be done about it. It's really because of the high winds outside. And the system is automatic, and it's not adjustable. So don't take a chance on getting chilled. We'll understand if you go out and get your heavier coat. The main thing is to be comfortable. And so we'll very happy at this time to turn the meeting over to our dear brother Smith of Bellingham, Washington. He's had some wonderful messages for us before, and we're sure that we'll not be disappointed now. Brother Smith.
Well, dear friends, I'm very grateful for another privilege and opportunity to serve the heirs of salvation. There doesn't seem to be very much opportunity to, between meetings, to meet you all, and so I want to tell you, I want to shake hands with you right now. So don't go away saying that Brother Smith didn't shake hands with you, because I did just now. I have here something that looks like a report of some kind. It's entitled Adventures of a Thought. Or there seems to be another name applied to this report called The Chain Reaction of a Thought. There's no signature on the report, but considering the nature of it, it looks like it could be written up by a guardian angel. It seems to involve two brothers. One was called Brother White and the other Brother Black. And as I looked over this report, I thought it must be that the names were intended to be significant. Brother White was white and Brother Black was black. And the report starts out something like this. Whoever wrote it up: an initial occurrence, and apparently it has something to do, or everything to do, with a thought that one of these brothers had, and what happened, a chain reaction leading from one thing to another, from this initial thought. So, with this little introduction, I shall endeavor to go over this report with you. And so if you can see what the one, whoever wrote up this report, had in mind. Here's the initial occurrence. Brother Black drives up to Brother White's home to take him to testimony meeting. He sees a woman ironing in the kitchen and assumes it is Sister White. Brother White leaves for meeting without kissing the woman who is ironing. Then the report says, a thought came into the mind of Brother Black. And here is the thought, and this must be the thing that is being traced all the way through. This is the thought that Brother Black had in his mind. I will notice this very carefully, because this seems to be the key idea. Brother White neglects his wife at home while he goes to religious meeting. All right, there's the thought. Well, we'll see what happens. Now, we got number two here on this report. There's a testimony meeting. All were enthusiastic in their testimonies. But, and Brother White gave his testimony as usual. But because of this thought, it looks like on this report, because of this thought that Brother Black had in his mind about Brother White, he didn't appreciate Brother White's testimony. So he lost a blessing. And it looks like, number three here, that shortly afterwards, maybe the following Sunday, that there was an election of servants. And because of this same thought that Brother Black had in his mind, when Brother White was brought up as an elder, Brother Black voted against him. As a chain reaction there, or there's an adventure of a thought. And Brother White had been a real good elder. Naturally, he felt rather serious about it, that Brother Black indicated very clearly that he no longer had confidence in him as an elder. So, Brother White's a very conscientious man. He went home greatly concerned. However, like a good brother, he decided to leave it in the Lord's hands and let it work out, see what would happen. Then there's number five here, to this report. Said that Brother White, after he came home, he was so absorbed in his thoughts that he forgot to kiss his little daughter goodnight. So, there's an indirect reaction there. Well, Brother White has a little girl. She is very tender toward her daddy. So she felt blue all the next day because daddy hadn't given her a goodnight kiss. Then, according to this report, it seems that Brother Black had a little girl, a little boy, going to the same school as Brother White's little girl. And Susie seemed to be the name of Brother White's little girl. And she burst into tears at school. And the teacher says, well, what's the matter? That seems to be the report here. Well, Daddy forgot to kiss me, or didn't kiss me goodnight last night. And then Johnny Black, he was mentioning that fact at the supper table. And Brother Black, with this thought that he had in his mind, according to this report here, another thought came into his mind. Well, Brother White is unkind to his family. He's neglecting his little girl. So, here's another section of the report. Brother Black, he gets quite enthused about this matter, Brother White's condition, spiritual condition. So he gives a very strong discourse next Sunday, how we should all have love in our hearts for one another, especially love in the home. That loomed up big in his mind, according to this report. He felt that Brother White needed a little goading, apparently. Well, Brother White heard this discourse, and he thought it was excellent, because he agreed that we as the Lord's people should have love in our homes. And so Brother White went up to Brother Black, and he commended him for his discourse. And then we had another chain reaction on the part of Brother Black. Brother White is a hypocrite. Just seems like it goes from one thing to another, according to this report. It is quite interesting to think of it as an adventures of a thought, or the chain reaction of a thought. He starts out with a thought, and then just a whole lot of things happen afterwards. Well, now let's see. According to this report, it looks like that Brother White was an automobile dealer. And Brother Black had been in the habit of sending him prospects to buy cars. Now we have another reaction here, chain reaction. Brother Black thinks, Brother White, I'm not going to send him any more prospects. So, there was a dandy prospect, but Brother White or Brother Black just said, no, sir, I won't do that anymore. Brother White doesn't deserve it. So he lost a sale, a real good sale. I don't know how much doesn't say here how much they make on automobile sales, but anyway, he lost a heavy sale, a good sale, and a big commission. Well, it looks like here that at this particular time, Brother White's expenses were very heavy in the selling of cars. And the loss of this one sale made it impossible for him to go to a convention. So that original thought in the mind of Brother Black pops up again. Brother White, because he didn't have quite enough money, couldn't really make it to this convention. So this original thought that Brother Black had in his mind, Brother White is losing interest in the truth and fellowship with the Lord's people. He didn't go to the convention. Well, this report, the way it is written up, this is Act 2. It says, now we come to the turning point, and Brother Black is put to the test. Crucial test. I will see what this, how this report starts out. This is scene 1 of Act 2. After the convention, there was a testimony meeting. Sister White was there, also Brother White and Brother Black. Sister White had a deep respect for her husband and mentioned his love in the home. She said, you know, it was only just a few days ago. He hired a neighbor lady to come in and do my ironing for me when I was not feeling so good. Well, let's see now. This report says, this is a terrific shock to Brother Black. He remembers this very incident, how he looked through the window of the kitchen and saw a woman ironing there, and he surmised it was Sister White. But it wasn't Sister White at all. It was this lady that Brother White had hired to come in and do the ironing. And as I say, it was a terrific shock to Brother Black because he saw how he had surmised evil. And this led on and on to evil, other evil surmisings and actions. Then this report here says that Brother Black hears the voice of conscience. And the voice of conscience says, make it right with Brother Black, or Brother White. But it looks like, according to this report, he hears another voice. What will Brother White think of me? He will lose all respect for me if I admit that I had evil surmising about him. Why, he may not even want to vote for me as an elder. And then there's a little footnote down here. This is the voice of selfishness, pride. Then it goes on here. Brother Black hesitates. And instead of responding to the voice of conscience immediately, he decides to wait a little while, see how things work out. And here's another footnote. He is now in the furnace to be tried. Next Sunday, there's an election. And looks like Brother Black votes for Brother White as an elder. And this salves over his conscience. And we've got something here in quotation marks. It looks like this is what Brother Black was thinking. I've made everything right with Brother White now. It will not be necessary for me to confess my fault to him. Brother White is back in eldership, and I have preserved my own standing as an elder. But this report goes on. Doesn't sound quite so good as Brother Black thought. Here's what it says here. But Brother Black has ignored the voice of conscience and the Word of God. The Word says that we should confess our faults, and before we bring our gift to the altar, we should be reconciled to our brother whom we have wronged. Brother Black has seared his conscience, and he is in character trouble. Well, there's some more to this report. Brother Black has been a good student of the Word and the truth, but now his attitude has changed somewhat. He either shies away from or passes over lightly those principles which remind him of his delinquency toward Brother White. In a way, certain features of truth seem uninteresting or distasteful to him, and thus he stills the voice of conscience. Then the report goes on. Shortly after this, Brother Black receives some literature, as all the Lord's people do. This particular literature was advocating universalism. Brother Black reads it and is attracted by the startling idea that everyone is going to be saved and live forever, even including Satan. Brother Black is fairly thrilled with the idea. Eventually, everybody is going to live forever. No one is going to be judged as wicked and be destroyed. It is just a matter of time when everyone will be recovered from his sinfulness and live in eternal happiness. Then whoever made up this report wrote this question. What was the appeal to Brother Black? It was a way out. One does not need to be so particular about the voice of conscience. It was a way out. Then the report goes on. Brother Black is very much enthused. He sends for literature for all the members of the class. But the reaction of the brethren of the class was very different than what Brother Black had expected. The class members were all well balanced in the truth and obedient to conscience and active in the Lord's service. Brother Black eventually is asked to resign. Then this report goes on and says, Brother Black thinks the brethren are lacking in love for the wicked. They cannot see the depths of God's love. Then this report says, actually, Brother Black has become blind and cannot see the loyalty of the brethren to the truth, that all the wicked will God destroy. Finally, according to this report, we find Brother Black associating himself with the Universalist movement, active and zealous in the promotion of rank error. Then the final note at the end of this particular phase of the report, this whole series of episodes or occurrences all stem from Brother Black's evil surmising. It started out with an evil thought, and it led to more evil thoughts. And he was not recovered because he listened to the voice of pride and refused to be obedient to the voice of conscience. That seems to be the lesson from this report. Now we have a suggestion here. What would have happened if Brother Black didn't have that evil thought to begin with? So this report goes over the situation again, starts out with the initial occurrence. Brother Black drives up to Brother White's home to take him to testimony meeting. He sees a woman ironing in the kitchen, but he doesn't assume that it's Sister White. He sees that Brother White didn't kiss the woman that was ironing in the kitchen, but he just thought, well, I'll not surmise anything. He refuses to allow his mind, according to this report, the other side of the report, or the conclusion, I guess you'd call it that, he refuses to allow his mind to feel unkindly. And before reaching the testimony meeting, Brother Black asks Brother White, how is Sister White? We'll miss her this evening. And Brother White replies, well, you know, she isn't feeling very good tonight, so I hired a lady to come in and do her ironing for her. Well, that puts a glow of pleasure in the Brother Black feels a glow of pleasure come over him to realize that Brother White is indeed very kind toward his wife and thoughtful for her. And so they have that testimony meeting that evening, and they just, everyone had a delightful evening. They all felt refreshed by the testimonies, and Brother Black didn't have any bad thoughts in his mind, and they all went away feeling refreshed. And Brother White goes home, and he kisses his little daughter good night. And she goes to bed feeling very happy. And Brother White also finds that his wife is feeling much better because she didn't have to iron that evening. And then when they had their voting, Brother Black feels quite friendly toward Brother White. I'm having a hard time keeping my brother names here straight. I have to think as I go along. And so Brother Black votes for Brother White as an elder, and naturally there's that delightful feeling of confidence and fellowship together. And happy thoughts all around. And it so happened that this prospect came along for to buy a car, and Brother Black sends him over to Brother White, and he sells the car, and he makes a great big commission, and so he has enough money to go to convention. So what happens? They all go to convention together. Brother and Sister White, Brother and Sister Black, and the two children. And they have a delightful time of fellowship in the truth as they go to convention together in their car. And the two children enjoy themselves, and they have a wonderful time at convention. And the two children have an opportunity to associate with the other children of the Lord's people. And so they all go home feeling richly blessed because they've had good thoughts in their minds instead of evil thoughts. And it so happens that Brother White has some money left over from that big, fine big sale. And so he puts in an ad in the paper advertising the first volume. And there's one lady buys the first volume, and she learns that we have a God of love and there's no such thing as eternal torment. Oh, does she rejoice. And she just tells Brother White how much she enjoyed the study of the first volume. Said, I've always wondered about that. I never could believe that really down in my heart, but I just didn't know how to meet it. He says, do you have meetings? Meetings? Well, I should say so. You're certainly welcome. I'd like to have you come next Sunday. We're having a church meeting. So she comes, and you know, eventually, she comes into the truth. Well, look at that. What happens? When I gave this report in Denver one time, Brother Cinnamon told me, he says, there's a situation here I'd like to tell you about. It's called a compounding of negatives or a compounding of positives. And this is the way he explained it. You start out with your baseline at a certain level. And if you have evil things, they'll compound. Instead of the straight line out here, you have one line shooting up in this direction and another down this direction. And the farther they get apart, the farther they go out, the more they are apart. A compounding of negatives, in other words, evils. And the same principle is true of that which is good, a compounding of positives. You start out with your level line, and then positive things are done and said and thought this way and that way, and after a while, instead of having a level line here, you have two lines, and they're way far apart. A whole lot of good has happened. I was glad to get that point. It was really a delightful thought. And there's a wonderful lesson here from this report and from what Brother Cinnamon said, and that is, if there are negative things or evil things, that there's a compounding. Leads from one thing to another, and you just have a whole chain of evil things as a result of doing what is wrong, violating the principles of truth and righteousness, especially on this thought of having evil thoughts about others that are surmisings. Or, as illustrated by the conclusion of this report, If there is an obedience and a following of the rules of righteousness and holiness and truth found in our Christian teachings, the truth that we have, you have a compounding of positives. In other words, rich blessings. And so, dear friends, I got a blessing from this report, and I just thought I'd like to share it with you. Where's our secretary, or our chairman? May we close with 130, same hymn, verses 1 and 3.